This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Clarksville, Arkansas Circuit Judge ruled in favor of Clarksville Water and Light Company Monday in a dispute with Independence County over its power purchase agreement. Judge William Pearson ruled Independence County breached its agreement with Clarksville by failing to deliver the level of electrical power set out in an agreement the two signed in 2005. The judge denied Independence County's motion to force Clarksville to arbitrate the power purchasing agreement as called for in the contract between the two. The ruling allows Clarksville to follow through on its stated intention to stop buying hydroelectric power from the Independence County Hydro Project at the end of this month. Independence County's attorney David Powell of Little Rock could not be reached for comment. Judge Bill Hicks said he had no comment until he read the court's decision. In all probability, Independence County will appeal the decision to a higher court. The president of First Southern Bank in Batesville said Monday he fears that some of the bonds purchased by his financial institution between 2008 and September this year may be worthless. The bank opened in 2005. We reported on a story Monday in the Arkansas Business newspaper that said as much as $22 million of bonds purchased by First Southern may be fraudulent and that federal regulators were investigating. Bank President and CEO Woody Castleberry told the AP yesterday he hasn't heard from the bond salesman in at least a month. That bond salesman was attorney Kevin Lewis of Searcy. Castleberry said First Southern Bank has $19.2 million in capital. He would not place a value on the suspect bonds. Castleberry said bank accounts are secure and that customers could obtain funds at any time.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
And in its final meeting of the year, the Democratic Party of Arkansas selected executive committee members for 2011-12. Three of those members are from this area, Betty Allred of Stone County and Sue Smith and Mary and Tony Thompson of Independence County, were three of eight members selected to represent the first congressional district. Your idea for an official flag for the city of Mountain View could win you $500 if you're a city resident. The city and Centennial Bank are sponsoring a contest to select the best city map submitted by December 15th. It must be a drawing on an 11 by 17 sheet of paper and include the city of Mountain View and folk music capital of the world. Contestants must reside in the city. Pick up your information forms at City Hall or Centennial Bank. The Mountain View City Council will decide the winner. And a drop-in reception honoring the service of those elected officials and staff who are retiring will be held on December 14th in Izzard County. The reception will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the courtroom at the Izzard County Sheriff's Department. All supporters and well-wishers invited to attend. The retirees include County Judge Rayburn Finley, Treasurer Brenda Marlin, OEM Director Dennis Williams, Administrative Assistant Kim Kiefner, and JPs Wayne Boren, Neil Olin, Carla Rush, and James Simmons. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.